The Ghana Broadcasting Corporation, GBC, will today hold a presidential encounter with independent candidate in the December election, Jacob Oseyebua. The one-on-one with Mr. Oseyebua is expected to focus on issues and tell Ghanaians what his government will do differently to address the country's challenges if given the mandate. Explaining preparations in place, Chairman of GBC's Political Broadcast Committee, Ebenezer Mpabin, said GBC is collaborating with the National Commission for Civic Education, NCCE, and receiving support from Star Ghana.
We are looking at a gender and socially inclusive audience in the studio who would ask questions. We were very careful in crafting this concept. Most of the time, it is the politicians who are talking. So we created this opportunity where the electorate, the people you want to govern, would be given, deliberately given the opportunity to quiz you.
Explaining modalities for the debate, Mr. Mpabin said GBC will allot equal time to each candidate as the constitution mandates the state broadcaster.
Equal access to political parties to market their policies and programs to the people and presidential candidates. Does it preclude or exclude presidential debates? It's also a platform. And when they come, it must be equal. We have strategically broken our presidential debates or the platforms we are offering these candidates into. The first one, they will appear one after the other. And if it's 2 hours, it's 2 hours for everybody. Then with the presidential debate proper, we'll apportion the time equally. So that one will be in fulfillment of Article 55. So for us, we believe so much that it falls rightly on our laps. As for the challenges of organizing, we know. That is why we are cooperating with the NCCE. We are working with NCCE closely, a close collaboration to ensure its success. You know, they also hold presidential dialogue. And this time round, given the shortness of time, we are collapsing them into one. And we'll be able to organize a solid one so that you see the parties, presidential candidates, and the independent presidential candidate that we have do not have enough time between now and December. So that if you had different organizations or institutions organizing different events for them, it will not be convenient for them because, you see, they have strategies. They know where they need to go.
At what time?
Yeah. And if you're going to have too many of these, it will be a problem. So we have collapsed our programs into one so that we'll have a solid thing. NCC is on the ground everywhere in Ghana.
Chairman of GBC's Political Broadcast Committee, Ebenezer Mpabin. Today's one-on-one presidential encounter with independent candidate Jacob Oseyebua will be held at GTV Studios in Accra at 7 p.m. GBC will subsequently provide all presidential candidates the same platform.
Meanwhile, international election observers from the National Democratic Institute during an assessment of Ghana's readiness for the December polls, say it is inconceivable and surprising that a party struggling to occupy the presidency will not take advantage of a debate platform to sell its message. The election observers are therefore appealing to presidential candidates contesting the polls in December to avail themselves to be assessed by voters on the media and debate platforms such as the one being organized by the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation. According to the delegation, such platforms provide a critical discourse to the democratic process because it gives opportunity for citizens to clearly understand candidates' manifestos and ask their own questions. Dr. Christopher Fumonyo speaks for the election observers.
I think that if on every news hour the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation announces to the Ghanaian people that it has extended invitations to the following candidates to present themselves for a discussion, that at some point the public is going to help you exert enough pressure on these candidates to show up. We're also appealing to the candidates to take advantage of this platform, because If they're running to serve Ghana, it's because they're interested in serving the Ghanaian people, and we think it is only but rational or reasonable that they present their platforms, their manifestos, their plans and projects to the Ghanaian people through opportunities that can be presented by the media.